Welcome to Dental All-Stars. I'm Alex Nottingham, founder and CEO of All-Star Dental Academy. And with me is Dr. Paul Goodman. Dr. Paul Goodman is the Nachos guy. He's the CEO of Nachos, which is one of the biggest Facebook groups for dentistry. He's also the CEO of Job Connect, and we'll talk a little bit about this. And this is an interview that's part of a collection of interviews focusing on business and personal growth. And Dr. Paul's going to be with us at the Practice Growth Summit coming up this May. And he'll be talking about how to find, inspire, and train an associate. So welcome, Paul.
Thanks for having me on, Alex. Love doing these. Love sharing. Really, it's awesome that you take the time to put all this value out into the dentisting world. That's why I call it dentisting. Full contact arts and crafts on people that don't want to be there or pay for it. That's pretty much what we do. So I really appreciate you having me on.
Great to have you. So before we get into the subject matter, because you're going to be one of our speakers there at the Practice Growth Summit, in terms of growth, how do you define growth and why is it important?
Yeah, I really like that question. I mean, it's got a little bit of the Goldilocks syndrome to it. You know, too much is too much. Too little is too little. What's just right for everyone? I think every business owner that, you know, changes throughout their career, I'm a big fan of Gary Vaynerchuk, Gary V, and he talks about friends who own businesses that did $3 million a year and they were happy and they grew it to $10 million and they were miserable. So I think that growth can't go on unchecked and not but. I think it's important, you know, growth represents that you're doing more fun things, you're helping more people. And to me, it means that you are able to go into your practice every day and first of all, make sure you're doing patient-centered care. And one A to that, is it as productive as possible? And are you able to build a team to keep helping more people? And helping more people in your dental practice, Alex, to me, is not just the patients. It's your team members who count on you for their livelihoods. It's other dentists that you hire and bring into the practice. So I think growth affects the three major players in the dental practice, the patient, the team, and the dentist. And it's an awesome topic that we don't talk enough about in dental school or at all.
I love the way you define that because growth can be a problem, right? You don't also want cancer as a growth too. So you have to be careful how much growth you have. A little bit of cells is good. Too much is bad. But also, like you say as well, sometimes you can overbloat the business or you're too much focused when it comes to the revenue side, but are you taking care of the happiness side? And you have to balance that as well. That's why we're saying the whole point of Practice Growth Summit is business and personal growth. So the kind of, right, we want our business to work for us. And that's going to be part of what we discuss today, because often dentists, here's the deal, here's the problem. Dentists get a business and really they're just buying a job.
Yeah.
And what we're talking about, what we do at All Star and what you do at Nachos and Job Connect is how to give dentists that freedom. And just some background as well, besides Nachos, talk about Nachos, which all of you should be a part of, and probably some of you are listening right now on Nachos, is, so that's one aspect. The other is Job Connect. And I want to kind of link this with All Star in a sense, because just like you, we both saw a need. We do online training, we do coaching, we do events, whatever you need to compete with the big corporate players and be one of the fighters there. And we found that we would have practices that said they couldn't train and do the things they knew they should do because they didn't have the right people. They don't have people, they're understaffed. So about 4 years ago, we unlaunched our hiring service. Okay, so we hire for all positions, from start to finish, okay, except for associates. And because associates is a whole different can of worms here.
Yeah.
And they're both areas have been very difficult now. And what's great about you, Paul, you have Job Connect that helps with dental associates. Yeah. How did you end up getting into that? I mean, you're a dentist, you're Nachos. How did you get to
happen? My team, I mean, you guys are amazing sponsors of what I do, but they just reached out to your team because we are looking for a hygienist because we, you know, these are the things, one of the things I started off many presentations with, Alex, is sometimes one of the best things to happen to someone else is one of the worst things to happen to you. So when your hygienist comes and says, hey, guess what? I'm pregnant. That's great for your hygienist, right? But now you have this challenge on your hands to how are you going to figure out how to keep your business running? And I just think what they don't teach you in dental school is the life events of people that work on your team have a major impact on your success and sanity. So we're connecting with your team about hiring hygienists right now. And I think what you do is awesome for that. I also want to share from the associates part is you said so many great things about balancing happiness and profit, right? And one of the things I've written about and talked about, you know, you're welcome to name the podcast episode, this is where does happiness show up on your P&L? Because everyone asks about your P&L and says, what's your EBITDA? What's your EBITDA? I have the shirt here. Alex, I'm always working on my EBITDA and biceps, but you know, I made up a term called CBITDA, which is stress building inside towards dentist annoyance. And I think, you know, that is a term that, you know, when you say to many dentists, you could make $100,000 more next year, or you could be 23% less annoyed. They go, I'll take that one, the less annoyed one, right? And I think what you shared there was so key. The associate part to me is, so Dental Nachos started as a Facebook group in 2017. Never in my wildest dreams, I think it would grow to this. I thought it was going to be 1,000 people talking about implants, practice management, and being kind to each other. When people see me on the streets wearing a Nacho shirt, and when I get you one, Alex, people say, what is Dental Nachos? I say, that's a good question. Dental Nachos is like a Mr. Rogers neighborhood for dentists, because dentists are really good at being nice to patients and not so good at being nice to each other. So we help them with business and collaboration. But from ideas always spawns other ideas. So, you know, we've had amazing sponsors like you in our Facebook group. We've done events. We do CE. I've done coaching. We do buying and selling practices. And we would help dental practices hire associates. But that became such a key pain point that it became its own company called Dentist Job Connect. Because one of my favorite podcasts is Entrepreneurs on Fire by John Lee Dumas. And I think, you know, you have a similar one. You know, it's 25 to 30 minutes. And he kind of talks about focusing on one task until completion, you know, getting your team aligned. And Dental Nachos is awesome. I love it. Just like my children. I have two children. I have two companies. But Job Connect is solely focused on helping the solo GP, the group practice owner, the large group, hire their first, 10th, or 100th associate dentist. We collaborate with people like you for hygienists, assistants, and front desk team members. Just to build a fence around it, if your listeners, maybe put this in the show, in your show notes, Alex, How to Speak by Patrick Winston is one of the best pieces of speaking content I've ever listened to. It has 17 million YouTube views, and it's dentist's favorite price to listen to. Alex, it's free. It's free. So
What's it called? How to what?
How to Speak by Patrick Winston. It's phenomenal. It is passed away a few years ago. He was teaching MIT students how to present themselves for a job. He talks about building a fence around your idea. Tell people what your idea is not. So Job Connect is not high-level recruiting where you pay $10,000 to $30,000 to hire an associate. And I believe high-level recruiting has tremendous value, okay? Dentist Job Connect is not also posting on your Facebook group for free. Some dentists, they don't understand algorithms, Alex, because I'll tell you about our idea in a second, but I'll say, hey, Dr. Alex, you know, we can help you find an associate. We have a platform. We put it on Instagram, put it on Facebook. We put it on LinkedIn. We throw it to our text audience, all this stuff, right? Some dentists, there can be dentists cheap, Alex. They go, I don't need you. I'm going to post it on my own Facebook page. And I go, Who's going to apply? Your aunt? Is your aunt going to apply for your job, right? So we are not a free Facebook post your ad anywhere. We are an affordable and awesome platform. We're currently at the time of this dental practices are paying between $12.95 and $26.95 to list their associate position. They get access to our resume database. That's
fantastic.
I appreciate that very much. And guaranteed applicants, not guaranteed success. You know, one of the things I say about high level recruiting, listen, if I need a position at my company and someone can help me find them through high-level recruiting, and I have to pay them $10,000, that could be well worth it. But what I'll share with your audience is that sometimes high-level recruiting, they're like, do you want to meet Dr. Bill? And after you meet Dr. Bill, I'll introduce you to Dr. Sally. But first meet Dr. Bill, right? And I'm not saying all of them do that, so I don't want any high-level recruiters to get mad. But what we do is we give our dental practices, like, here's the whole platform. Connect with as many as you like. We're not going to find out if they like the color blue. Yeah, we're not going to. So it's been a lot of fun. I really think it's been one of the most exciting things to build, and I really feel like I'm making a difference.
Well, I think that we both share, this is what's a fun discussion. We both share a similar a situation. So in terms of we're here to support the dentist, but it's like the expression, you can bring a horse to water, but you can't get it to drink. And it's frustrating because what they'll often do, like you said, they'll post on Facebook, they'll do themselves, the whole do-it-yourself process. So I mean, let's just go there because that's where it came in my mind. But I have other questions with respect to that. But you'll see there's a model where, and this is for business people all across whatever you're going to do, this is what you got to run through, which is, am I good at it? Right. Okay. Do I like doing it? And is it a good use of my time?
Right.
And it's highly unlikely. And I think if I heard you right, I think my team told you, you, the master hirer, the CEO of Nachos, is using a service, All-Star service, to help hire a hygienist.
Yeah.
So you have the humility to know, wait a second, that's not a good use of my time. I don't like doing it. Okay. So I'm going to get the professionals to do. And so I think dentist listening, you got to have a modicum of humility. And with respect to just, and that's just good business people. I know, and Paul does as well. We know what we're not good at. And we think we know what we're good at. We focus on what we're good at, what we love to do. At least we love it. Whether we're good at it or not, it's a whole other thing, but yeah. We love doing it. But if you don't love it, you don't want to step over dollars to get pennies. Because all that time, you're supposed to be producing 500 to 1,000 plus an hour, not to mention, and this is a very important point. Well, I'll have my team do it. And they're $25 an hour. Doesn't matter. Everybody in your practice, A, are they good at it? Do they love doing it? That's a whole other thing. But the reason why it's not good use of their time is you are running a multi-million dollar machine. And everybody's a part of that. When you take somebody off the machine to do something they're not good at, they don't love doing it, great not point. A use of your time, you're taking away. That's why hiring costs are so expensive. It's not what Paul and what All-Star hire, what Job Connect and what All-Star Hiring hire. It's cheap. It's cheap. The issue is the loss of production. The issue is the inefficiencies. The issue is the patients aren't getting the experiences. So this is where I wanted to go with this, Paul, because you dentists, I'm sorry, and just human beings, we motivate when it's painful. Okay. And it's painful out there. When you are not using the tools available to you, because it always starts with the dentist. And if you don't have the right perspective to be, and we're trying to get you to be better business people, better thinkers, to have a better life. And Tony Robbins, my mentor, would say, model the best. What are the best doing? They're not doing that.
Exactly. Okay.
So I just wanted to pick a little bit on that situation. Now on the, does that make sense?
I love it. And also I'll kind of add, a couple things about that. Just last night, I post a lot of questions in my group and it said, which financial mistake did you make early in your career that you regret? So I tell dentists when I'm at this All-Star amazing event and, I get to be one of the speakers, but I'm just as excited to learn from the other speakers. And I'm sitting there and talking to people. And this doesn't matter if you're 26, 46, or 66. I say the best question to ask people is not, are you happy with your job? No good. Because people are just going to lie to you. They're not going to tell you the truth, right? Because they're going to say, am I going to disappoint this young dentist and say I'm not happy? No, this is what you ask. What do you wish you did sooner that you regret you didn't do sooner? I believe it is the best question. As a parent, as a practice owner, I'll share what mine was. What I regret not doing sooner as a practice owner, Alex, is hiring a coach to look at my numbers. I hired a coach early in my career to help with the people management, and I was very tuned in to the people management, getting along. But I did not hire a coach that would look at my numbers. And I stayed in network with bad insurances too long. I operated on too many feelings instead of facts when it came into money. So I'm just authentically sharing. I'm Paul Goodman. I wish I did that sooner. Well, someone last night said, I wish I got a coach sooner. I wish I hired someone like you guys sooner. They didn't specifically hire you. And I said, why? He said, because I was so busy and I was so stressed. And I finally hired someone and they unlocked in me the ability to be more productive, but more so have a sane life. So when we come back to this associate world, Alex, one of the things that just drives me nacho nuts, technical term is, if you say to a dentist, you have a front desk position, you're gonna interview one person, they go, no way, I'm gonna interview three or four people. I wanna find out who the right fit is for my patients. Okay, cool, thanks, Dr. Smith. You have an assistant opening with your periodontist or surgical person, you're just gonna interview one person, they go, no way, I'm gonna interview four or five, that's an important position. Then when I say, what about your associate? They go, my brother's friend's cousin is graduating from dental school in a year, so I'm just gonna wait till they graduate. And I go, this is arguably the most important position in your practice. A human being who's a dentist who treats your patients, and you're not going to give yourself 4, 5, 6, 7 options so you know what you want and don't want. But here's one of the things, Alex, when someone doesn't know how to do something, they don't show competence doing it. And that's me included. So because they've never hired dentists before, they don't realize, hey, I should interview six. The ones that get it do. You know, my friend, Dr. Andrew Vallo, who's working with us at Job Connect, he had 43 applications to his position, 43 in Tampa.
Wow.
Through Job Connect and Indeed, 43. He gives them a little test. He breaks it down to this. He brings some people in. So he gets the best person possible. So my hope is in delivering value to your listeners now and in the future is for really important things in life, get as many options as possible.
Yeah, so
you wind up with the best solution.
Well, I will say, I think it's ubiquitous because even on the front office side, we'll typically get the first one that piques our interest. You know, there isn't this, because I think in anything that's being done, what's lacking is the intention, the vision. Yeah. What am I looking to get? And what happens is we get excited or we just want to fix the problem. And whatever will fix Band-Aid, we'll do it. But we have to ask, we have to make sure, and that's where the coaching comes in, Paul, too, is, and we need the support system. Which is coaches, which is Nacho, which is a bunch of things to be able to support us and say, okay, take a breath. You know, are we following what we wanted to build? Does this person fit the mold? Do we even know what the mold is? Have we thought about it? Have we written it down? So we don't even know. We're all over the place with respect to that. And it's difficult. I acknowledge that. I don't want to just say, look, I do it too. Paul does it too. Yeah. You know, in anything in life, we just like, ooh, I want that. But why do we want that? What specifically?
Well, one of my phrases is desperation causes disaster, right? So one of the things I'll share with your practice owners at the summit, and listen, I've role modeled many of the annoying mistakes that I caution people not to. You know, I mean, waiting too long. You know, some of these practice owners who are running one, you're probably someone listening right now who does $1.7 million a year, you know, working 4 days a week, has a nice practice, and they have no dentist exit plan or even not even an exit plan, support plan. And you know what? I'll say to dentists, do you like your team? I love my team. I love my team. They're right. Do you care about your patients? I really care about my patients. Are you looking to hire an associate dentist? No, I'm not ready for that. So they say, what happens when you're at a tough mudder race and you hurt your shoulder? What happens there, right?
That's a good point.
What happens if sadly, you know, sadly my own father passed away suddenly as a full-time dentist in 2016. There's sudden death of dentists, sudden injury, catastrophic injury.
Good point.
You've now left your team that you love and the patients that you care about incredibly vulnerable as to what happens next. And it doesn't mean hire a full-time associate, Alex, and ruin your profit. It doesn't mean, but—
Oh, that's a good point.
Maybe you hire a part-time associate. Maybe you bring someone in to mentor, right? I mean, if you are not attached to another life, dentistry is a crazy complex profession. I just want to share with you, I made up this company in my head called Dental Nachos. So when I'm sick, if I can't make it into work, everyone can keep working, connecting with sponsors. You know, if I'm a solo dentist and I can't make it into work, nobody can work.
That's a great point. You know, as I'm listening, it sounds like an insurance policy in a sense, at the very least having an associate. I mean, even, and I like how you already addressed that issue where you say you can have a part-time even associate. Like you have to, obviously the numbers have to justify it. You got to have enough to support, but having a connection with an associate or support with that, you're right. You injure yourself. What's going to happen? Now you're desperate in what you have to do.
And also I connect him with you. I scared my friend, Dr. Bob D, who runs Dentistry in General into this. So he did this because of me, because I said, Bob, you need an associate. So his wife agreed with me and he hired a 2 day a week associate because he realized he had no insurance policy and that's what he calls it.
That's great.
The other thing is I want to share, and this might seem crazy to every dentist who's always thinking about EBITDA. I don't know if the numbers have to justify it the way they think.
Just so you can define, somebody know what that means. Earning before interest, taxes.
Depreciation, right? And amortization. Yeah.
All right,
so basically that's the profit of your dental practice if an associate worked for you, right? So if you did $1 million practice and your practice makes $400,000 a year, but the dentist would make $300,000, now there's $100,000 left over, so that's 10% EBITDA. And one of the things I'll share is most of the dentists who are thinking of hiring an associate do over $1 million a year. Most of them are making, for the sake of this quick podcast discussion, over $300,000 a year. So you know what? They hired associate for 75 days a year, even 100 days a year, and they guarantee them $600 a day, and they have a $60,000 expense. I don't think the numbers even have to justify it. I think their morale does. Now, I don't want to sound like someone to throw something at their car because they said Paul DeGuzman doesn't care about numbers. You know, I'm not meaning that. But what I'm sharing is, we talked before, dentists go to a conference and they come back with a $100,000 piece of equipment and they don't justify any of those numbers. So why not say, hey, this human being who's a dentist can get me take vacation, cover my practice, help with emergencies. Why don't I try it for a year, put a number like $100,000 on it, see how it goes. And then if I don't want to do it anymore, I got to tell the associate there's no more position for you. And I feel very comfortable because know what these dentists do? So you guess what Dr. Bob D is doing already? More time from their associate. So these dentists just start out, I want 1 or 2 days a week. Very quickly, they go, I want 3 days a week because they love being able to run their practice and not have to do every job.
I love it. I love the perspective on having an associate with respect to that. No, it makes sense. It makes sense. I feel bad often. You know, sometimes I'll think about, it's nice having a business like All Star or Nachos where people can run it with. I mean, it runs without us, right? I mean, we're the visionaries, so we come up, we do these things, but we're not necessary, which is good. Yeah. We're necessary to create new things, but the company can still continue. But with a dental, and this is business 101. I mean, if you look at any business building, because a dentist have to, I always say you have to have two hats. You have to take the dentist. So Dr. Paul Goodman works for Paul, okay? The business person. You have to separate those. Once you commingle, never let a dentist run your business. They will destroy it. And what I mean is the dentist within you, that's the one that goes and buys a CEREC machine and says, if I build it, they will come. Doesn't work that way. It's nice to have shiny objects if you can afford it, if it makes sense, but you have to have the proper foundation with respect to that. But can you build a business where you have Dr. Paul works for you, right? And then you have another as well. It's a business because there's another cool business saying or principle. It's the problem of one. You never want to have one. If you have one dentist, Or one producer, that's very problematic.
You're an injury away from total disaster. And also, if we take it away from disaster, now we go more towards dreams, right?
Okay, I like
that. Many people say dentistry is a great profession. My dad included. You know, my dad was an amazing dad. I want to be a dentist, doctor, a lawyer. He never forced me to become a dentist. He just said, hey, Paul, I like being my own boss. I like helping people and I get to coach your sports teams. Amazing life for him. But at the end of his life, he's like, this profession and business has become wildly complex, right? So one of the things about the dreams of dentistry is they say some things in life, Alex, nothing's 100%, okay? They say nothing's 100%, but I disagree. Because here's something that's 100%. I've never met a dentist who worked 4 days a week and then they went down to 3 days a week and they ever wanted to go back to four. I've never seen anyone make that move the other direction. 4 to 3, 3 to 2, 2 to 1. So maybe your dream is to own your dental practice, be able to do 2 days a week of dentistry instead of four and have another, but you cannot do that without another dentist. So it's whether, you know, we talked about avoiding disaster, but making your dreams come true. Is dentistry such a great job if you can't take off for your child's game? Is dentistry such a great job? How many dentists have never taken more than a 1 week vacation? It's sadly many because they think I got to get back to the practice. Now, my friend, Dr. Todd Fleischman, who I encourage to hire an associate, he's taking more vacations. He's having his office open when there's. So I'm here to help. Hopefully your listeners think, man, I get all the latest equipment. I invest in coaching. I care about my patients in practice. I probably should think about connecting with another dentist to see how it fits into my life.
And as you're speaking and you mentioned this, it's almost like a prerequisite. Like to make that success, it's really important to have a coach. And mentors to support you with respect to that. So I think that's as critical. It's almost like
times in job connect, Alex, we have coaches help interview the associates, which I think is awesome.
That's wonderful.
I mean, you know, coaches become, you know, very important. I had a coach this morning for job connect. He's a very important relationship in my life, right? And if I was going to make a huge hire equivalent to an associate dentist, not only would I talk about it with him, I might have him help with the interview process because he knows me well.
It's leveraging people. It's people capital. It's intelligence. We talk about artificial intelligence. What about real intelligence? You know, people, we still require people intelligence.
The emotional intelligence from Daniel Goleman's book, right?
It's emotional. Well, that's a whole nother level, right? And hopefully your coaches have a high degree of EQ. And EQ, emotional intelligence, is a higher predictor of success than intelligence, because you could be the best dentist, right, clinically, but if you can't communicate emotionally and connect and make the right decisions emotionally, then you will not be successful, at least in the terms that we decide, right? Which is that balance in life, right?
I think it's you said it in the beginning. I made my brain pop, you know, use the word freedom, right? And I say an associate unlocks freedom, free time, and fewer hygiene checks. Those are my three F's, you know, freedom, family time. And, you know, while I want to ask you this, one of our recent Dennis Job Connect clients, Alex, he collects $3 million a year. Uh-huh. He earns $1 million a year and he works 3 days a week. And he said, Paul, I got to make a change. I can't keep doing it this way. So I think to maybe a young associate think, oh, if I was that dentist, I would be 100% happy. But he said, I cannot run this schedule anymore. It's way too much on me. And I want to, and he's hired one associate, he's coming to us for our second associate. So he's growing. You asked about growth. He's going to be on track for $4 million this year, but likely he's taking home less, but happier. And
it just occurred to me, and whether this is important too, ultimately towards the end of your career, you start thinking about your legacy, what you make a difference in the world. And I think it's also a great thing that for dentistry, when you are bringing in dentists and cultivating to a good way of doing dentistry, the way that All-Star and Nachos are purporting and supporting. So it's important that we continue to cycle with respect to that. It helps you. It also helps them as well, that they get to learn. They're not going to learn all this in dental school, but they're going to learn for somebody who did it. Now, the corporate behemoths, it's a whole different model. They're doing associates because associates become our widgets. You know, they work them, they get paid well, but they're going to produce a product. For the private practitioners, you're cementing your legacy. It will live on through these associates that you start to bring in and improve. So I know it's quite aspirational, but something that may resonate with some dentists as well, to be able to engage with that.
Yeah, I mean, I always say not the Nachos mantra is ABC to FLA, always be connecting to feel less alone. And Todd Fleischman, when I interview him about this, you know, he's a close friend of mine.
I don't remember all these.
I'm a stranger. I forget my keys and AirPods at all times. So I just, but when I interview him many times after these shows, and he thinks, you know, he goes, you told me so, Paul, you know, stop giving yourself credit. I should have hired this associate. But sometimes he just says this. He doesn't say he makes more profit all the time. He doesn't say he takes more vacation. He says, I will never go back to practicing alone. I will never do it.
That's awesome.
I will never go back to practicing alone. And that is a feeling. That's an emotion that doesn't show up.
That's a great point. I know my dad, for example, so he retired, sold his practice. But he still wants to work. He likes doing it. But he loves the camaraderie working with other dentists. And there's something nice, you're right, because often dentists report they feel like they're on an island alone, you know, there.
Okay, and it's sure. Nice and to also, have that. You're the team guy, Alex. And I would say this right when my team was there. Have you ever thought about this? Dental offices are like families, right? And by mean that, they care about each other and they also fight on vacation, right? Because if you go on vacation with your family, they go, my dental office is a family. I go, oh, good. 3 days into vacation, you're fighting over who took the last cold brew from the fridge. That was usually me. But my point to this is, and I've never really put it this way, assistants are like their own little mini friends, right? And then the hygienists are their own mini friends. Sure. And the front desk are their own mini friends. And then they're all friends, right? And then the dentist, kind of on their own, right? Even inside of this family. So when they get that associate, they speak their language, right? This patient wouldn't open. This crown didn't fit. So the assistants create camaraderie over shared pain and positivity. And that's what I think Todd's talking about. You know, I don't want to be alone in this office anymore as the only dentist.
That totally makes sense. Totally. I love it, Paul.
Thanks.
I love it, love it, love it. Let me ask you this. So you're speaking about this topic at the, I mean, we're just tip of the iceberg. Yeah. So tell me, what are dentists going to learn if they're going to be able to come to the event, bring their team? So I want you to tell me about that. What will they learn? And why should dentists and team members come to the Practice Growth Summit? I mean, some might be local, that's easy. Some might be traveling. Why do this?
So I'll break each of these down. So I want to start with why come to these things. And I'm running an event in April. One is no one really likes the dentist. We may as well like each other. So one is come and hang out with your people. Dentist, team members, hygienist, assistants, see how other people do things, have coffee, have wine, be at gyms. There is just magic in those connections at events. Whenever I was just at the Rocky Mountain Dental Conference, I've been in Arizona, there is just magic. And one of the things I'll share with everyone is you're always glad you did it when it's over. You're always glad. So take the time, block off your schedule. Who cares if you have hygiene that Friday? Just change them, right? You know, I actually have to share. I would just digress for a minute. The whole book, The 6 Month Hygiene.
You digress never.
I don't love it. Okay. The whole book, The 6 Month Hygiene in Advance. Of course, I love it because it keeps up momentum for health for my patients. Of course, I love it because it keeps up momentum of productivity. And yes, it's likely better than just saying come in when you want. And not but, it makes these practices crazy. I'll be like, oh, do you want to do something with me on August 21st that will change your life forever? Like, we have 6 hygiene patients booked. I'm like, just move them. Just change the time. So I'm telling your people out there, even if your hygiene's booked, shift them to a different time and be there. What they're going to learn from me, I kind of come up with this fit an associate into your office, find, inspire, train, and they're going to come at it from every angle. So how does the associate practice affect the front desk team, the assistant team, the hygiene team? You know, this is very challenging. You bring a new dentist into the a dentist that's new to the practice. It may not be a new dentist. And the hygienist says, Dr. Nacho is going to come in and, you know, check your teeth today. Where they go to school? Are they any good? Do you guys trust them? These are tough conversations that I can help people answer. To the dentist, how do they find the right fit for them, personality-wise, philosophy of care-wise? And then also, the magic is, you know, I want to share, Alex, I like to brag in this moment. Nothing in my office ever goes wrong. Nothing ever goes wrong. Not one thing goes wrong in my office, but a lot of things go off script. So we don't say wrong in my office, we say off script. Lab case isn't here, it went off script. So how to deal with things when it goes off script, when the patient refuses to see the new dentist? How do you deal with that? And my hope is to give everybody the tools that they can go back and treatment plan their own happiness, maybe hire their first associate, maybe start thinking about it, maybe analyzing some of the numbers for it to make sense financially. You know what I think you said, Alex, and I love this podcast. Instead of saying, oh, I need to hire an associate and it has to make sense financially, I don't know if I agree with that, but I agree with I have to hire an associate and it can't not make sense. So I know that sounds like a double 100, but like,
I get it.
You can't be doing $400,000 a year and say, I want an associate, because that's just impractical, right?
Sure.
So what I want to share is also give some fundamental tips on facts that see if it's a fit for you now. So that's what they're going to learn. I'm thrilled to come down there with the other amazing speakers. I love this new way of CE. You know, back in the day, people say, Paul, you want to speak for the whole day? And I said, great, but then I don't learn anything and it's kind of a lot. So I love going to these summits and these events where not only do I get a chance to speak, I get a chance to leave with as much learning myself as well.
Well, the CEO, president, founder of Dental Nachos and Dentist Job Connect, so happy to have you on. And to find you guys, I mean, Dental Nachos is so easy to find on Facebook. I want to let everybody know that, and I'll put all the links in the show notes, that our summit is allstardentalevents.com, allstardentalevents.com. You can see the agenda. We only have a hand, depending on when this podcast drop, we're near sold out. So hopefully we have seats left. If not, then get a waiting list for next time, but we love to have you if there's an availability. So check that out. Like, subscribe, comment, stay on script, and share all this with your friends. We'll put this on Nachos. We'll put this on All Star. We'll put this out there. Until next time, everybody, go out there and be an All Star.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Dental All Stars. Visit us online at allstardentalacademy.com.